This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Applications for concealed carry firearm permits have nearly doubled in Colorado. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
In Colorado, 65,000 people have applied for concealed carry permits through September. That's the most in at least 10 years. Cindy Stout runs Colorado Handgun Training. She says her students see news that some police are leaving the force and crime is rising.
People aren't feeling as safe on the street as they used to.
Coloradans have purchased 750,000 guns since the pandemic began. Those are record numbers. And Stout says many are new buyers who need training.
2020, my business doubled. Then again, this year, my business has doubled from last year.
Colorado requires at least a three-hour course to get a concealed carry permit, but Stout says that's not really enough to use a firearm effectively and safely. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Local health officials say there's no cause for alarm yet when it comes to the new Omicron COVID-19 variant. The World Health Organization labeled Omicron a COVID-19 variant of concern over the holiday weekend. The new variant was first sequenced in South Africa. Scientists say Omicron has 32 concerning spike protein mutations, making it potentially more contagious and severe. By comparison, the Delta variant has 9 spike protein mutations. In Denver, it's 66 degrees, Montrose 52. This is CPR News.